from my book Belfast Backlash, a Sticky Miller and Lib Donnelly crime story, here's an extract from chapter 17, written and read by Joe Cushnan. When I was a kid, on my first day at primary school, my mother made sure that I looked perfect. Over the weekend, my hair had been cut, and she had bought me a new uniform and new shiny black shoes. On the Monday morning, she spent what seemed like ages getting me ready. I had a brand new school bag. We walked to school that morning. She held my hand, and I don't know about anyone else, but I'll wager there is no more comforting feeling to a child than the gentle grip of a mother's hand. It was reassuring. I was excited. As we walked through the gates, I could see other kids. Some were chasing each other and having a great time. Some were standing next to their mothers or fathers. A few were crying for reasons I did not understand. One was clinging to the railings, screaming to be taken home. And I was calm, placid, and ready to get going in this new strange world. My mother waited until I was in the class queue, and with a tiny wave she walked away. I was fine. After an hour, when we were introduced to our teacher and she had eased us in with some drawing work, we were allowed outside again into the playground. Within minutes, purely by accident, a bigger boy ran into me and sent me flying. I banged on the ground, scraped both knees and the side of my face. There was blood everywhere. I remembered the trauma of it. I remembered the kids gathering round me to stare, and I remembered a couple of teachers running over to tend to me. But most of all, I remembered the roughness of the hard surface as it dug into my skin. As I sat on the ground of the pub's car park, the sharp, unfriendly concrete was as uncomfortable as the school playgrounds, but I couldn't move to ease the discomfort because I was cradling Joan Jones in my head lap. She was dead, despite my panicked efforts to stop the blood from her two wounds. She had lived for about 3 minutes, enough time for her to apologize for what I didn't know nor care, and to tell me a couple of things about her boss, Detective Dave Robinson. But when she looked up at me and smiled, something inside me knew that it would be her last action.